This is Pushing the Odds, and the opening line starts right now.
Aspiration Radio, let's head straight to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster, our good friend Al Bernstein joining us. Al, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, man, good to see you.
And good to hear from you, too. All right, so let's talk quickly about Vegas, all right? And tonight, do the Golden Knights win tonight, or do they have to watch a team celebrate the cup here in Vegas?
I'm going to say, God knows I'm not a hockey expert, though I've been a fan of the team and been out to several games and enjoy it. I'm going to say yes because of the energy of the crowd and the fact that I just can't imagine them losing this series at home. In this game. So I'm going to say yes, they are going to extend it.
All right. And then a boxing question before we get to the weekend and what you'll be calling coming up. Yesterday, the IBF stripped Triple G of the belt, and the rationale, the reasoning, it's very complicated. I read the story. It's a bunch of legal jargon. Essentially, it comes down to him not fighting the mandatory challenger. But is it good for boxing when these things happen to their big-name guys and guys like Triple G?
Well, that's a tricky one because that challenger who's been undefeated has been waiting a long, long time. I think since the Eisenhower administration for a chance to fight Triple G. So I get their point, and I get the point of Dovzhenko, who's been waiting. But, you know, look, at this juncture with all these, with the different sanctioning bodies and boxing fans are focused more on fights that they want to see, and this is the perfect storm of that because clearly they want to see, you know, Triple G fight Canelo. Now, I think even though those negotiations seem to be derailed for a little while, now that Triple G has backed off the 50-50 demand, my guess is they might still make that fight. So I understand both sides of this argument in this case. On the one hand, Triple G is clearly, you know, the name, and you hate to see him stripped of a title. By the same token, when somebody's been waiting that long, you know, rules are supposed to be rules.
Right. So do you think, did Oscar De La Hoya negotiate properly by going out and publicly saying that Daniel Jacobs has an offer to fight Canelo here in Vegas in September? Did that work?
I think that Michael Avenatti has created a new way of negotiating. when you do things in public, they seem to work. And apparently, in Oscar De La Hoya's case, I think it did because it kind of sent a message to you know, the Triple G folks that maybe he was serious. Whether he was or he wasn't, I don't know. But I think it may have kind of pushed the envelope.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about what's going on for you guys at Showtime Boxing, what's coming up here in Los Angeles, and what folks can watch in Showtime. Tell me about the fight you'll be calling this weekend.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles right now, and we're going to be having at the Staples Center. It should be a packed house. They've sold over 15,000 tickets already. Abner Mares and Leo Santa Cruz in a rematch of their very exciting 2015 fight at featherweight. Two featherweight champions, and it should be a very, very exciting fight. Their first fight was one of the best fights of the year in 2005, and I really, in a way, think both fighters are bringing something more to this match, even though they're a couple years older. So I think it's going to be very exciting.
And you got one of the Charlo twins on the card as well, right?
Jermell Charlo taking on Austin Trout. Austin Trout, a former champion himself, who has fought exceptionally well in his last four or five fights, but a couple of those were losses. He lost to Jared Hurd, who's one of the best young fighters in boxing, and also Jermell Charlo's brother, Jermall, though in that fight it was a very close fight, and Trout fought very well. So Jermell Charlo, who had 154 pounds, is exceptionally good. We'll be taking on Trout, and it's kind of a do-or-die fight for Austin Trout.
Well, you mentioned Hurd, and I was at the Hurd fight here in Vegas. Your son sang the national anthem, right?
He did. Yes, my son Wes sang the anthem, and it was a fun moment. He did a good job.
Yeah, what was that like for you? You're working a fight, but then your family is there and you know, singing the national anthem. Your son's there. I mean, what type of moment was that for you?
yeah, my son has done that. This is about the third time he's sung the anthem at a fight. And he's a singer-songwriter who's, is pretty experienced at all this. So he's 19 now, and I'm very proud of him. And it was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed the experience for sure. And the fight, Eric Landillard and Jared Hurt, was one of the best fights I've broadcast in the last 10 years.
Really? I loved it. I kept on yelling for the hook for Hurt, and he finally threw it in the 12th round, and he finally was able to knock down his opponent. What's his ceiling in your mind?
Well, I think Jared Hurd's amazing. He has defensive issues and does take a lot of punches, as he did in that fight, as he did against Austin Trout. But he is so strong, it doesn't even look like he could fit into 154 pounds.
Yeah.
He looks like a middleweight.
Yeah.
And we'll go to middleweight eventually. But Jared Hurd can be one of the most exciting fighters in boxing. And that fight with Aristide Lara, who's not known for being an exciting fight, but that was a wildly exciting fight. And if you're going to beat Jared Hurd, you can be ahead on the scorecards, as Austin Trout was, and you can hit him with punches, but you better get him down because he will get you eventually.
Let me ask you about Joshua Wilder, the fight that everybody wants to see at heavyweight. They keep going back and forth. Do you see that fight, that deal being made? And if so, are we for sure going to England or any chance it's coming to Vegas?
I think the fight will be made for later this year or early next year. It will be in England. I think that the Joshua people are adamant about it. There's a remote chance they make a two-fight deal, in which case maybe one of them will end up in the United States. But I think that fight's going to happen, which is great for boxing. And I think it's going to be an amazing event. If they have it there, there'll be 90,000 people there.
Yeah.
And I think it'll resonate on this side of the pond as well. And I can see them doing a very big pay-per-view business. And more importantly, I think it'll be a wildly exciting fight.
Do you believe that Joshua will ultimately fight in Vegas at some point? And does he need to fight in Vegas to really cement his legacy?
You know, we're very jingoistic here in the United States. Anthony Joshua doesn't ever need to fight in the United States. I hope he does, and I hope he comes to Las Vegas. And I think in his mind, he would like to do it. But they sell 90,000 tickets. Either in Wembley Stadium or the stadium in Cardiff. Well, not quite 90 there. They can sell about 80. And they do huge pay-per-view all over Europe. And so he doesn't need to come to the United States, but I think at some point he will want to.
Very cool. Al, give us the time tomorrow. When do you guys start with Showtime Boxing tomorrow night?
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And it should be a very nice card. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
Showtime Championship Boxing tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Check your local listings for your channels. Al, great stuff. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the fight tomorrow night.
Thank you, and go Knights.
Absolutely. It's Al Bernstein from Showtime joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I'm a biased boxing fan. I believe Joshua does need to fight here. I think this is the city where you make your name. I think you need to fight here. I think Conor McGregor knows that. I think Anthony Joshua deep down knows that fighting here in Las Vegas for a major event, if you want to have your legacy, you want to make a ton of money for the sport, the Mecca. England's great, but they're selling tickets. What Al didn't tell you there with the 90,000, some of those tickets are 10 bucks. 90,000 people watching a boxing match. It's incredible. But some of those tickets are 10 bucks. You get 18,000 at T-Mobile Arena, and you're talking about 400, 500 bucks to get in. More to come. It's Pushing the Odds. Expedition Radio.